Hurricane Sandy is barreling up the eastern seaboard and threatens to be a superstorm, unleashing a lot of very bad weather over our region, particularly early next week.
Joining us to talk about what is being done to prepare in D.C., the mayor, Vince Gray. Thanks for joining us, Mayor.
I'm glad to be with you. Thank you for having me on.
So D.C., Virginia, and Maryland have declared states of emergency, but D.C. is a bit different because it comes under a lot of federal purview. What exactly does it mean in D.C.?
Well, it means essentially what it means in the other states as well. When you read our order, you won't find a lot of differences in terms of what we're saying that the threats to us here in the city and the conditions that we're likely to experience and the steps that we're taking to be able to prepare ourselves. So, of course, we coordinate very closely with our federal partners, with the Homeland Security Agency at the federal level, FEMA, and then our own Homeland Security and Emergency Management Agency here in the District of Columbia. So, fundamentally, not a lot of difference. But again, when you have so many federal agencies and federal monuments here in the city, and us being still a federal city, there's got to be close coordination.
Wind power outages, flooding is always a very big concern, particularly with a storm that just sits here and spins, giving us a lot of rain. What do you pledge for areas like Bloomingdale, where the water always seems to come quickly?
Well, it's a huge concern for us, Bloomingdale and the LeJoit area. We, first of all, are starting to disseminate to all the homes there sandbags tomorrow. We actually are stationing a number of our agencies and staff beginning on Sunday in that area. We are working hard tomorrow also to try to make sure we get all the leaves off the ground in the Bloomingdale and LeJoit areas, because clearly if those leaves get into our storm drains and our catch basins, they will cause even more flooding. So we're taking every step we can to support the people there. This has been a problem that's been around for 90 or 100 years. We're trying to work on a more enduring solution, but in the meantime, we're going to focus as much effort as we possibly can to mitigate the potential consequences of Sandy.
During the last storm, the derecho, Pepco customers in D.C. were without power for a very long time. Are you in conversation with Pepco at this point, just communicating with them, coordinating with them?
Absolutely. In fact, I spoke to CEO, the Pepco Chief Executive Officer, Joe Rigby, about an hour and a half ago. He indicated that they've already requested as many as 2,500 additional linesmen to come into the area, that they are intensifying the number of resources that they are devoting to be able to address potential power outages, which, given the description of this storm, certainly could happen. So I think the issue is, if the storm comes with the intensity that's been predicted, it's a question of how quickly we can get power restored. We're going to work closely with them through this storm, and we actually have been working closely with them now over the last couple of months. I appointed a task force to work on Pepco reliability, and we will have a report by the early part of 2013 that will pose some solutions as to how we can increase the reliability of the electric power here in the city.
I do need to ask you before we go, you were talking about Bloomingdale and all of the precautions so it doesn't flood. Can we assume those same precautions will happen citywide?
Yeah, we're going to focus on of course, on areas that are known to be flood prone. So we'll have staff in those areas. In particular, we will have sandbags that will be available for anybody in the city who wants them. We're going to disseminate them at RFK Stadium starting tomorrow at 10 a.m. Through 6 p.m. That will be in Lot 7. So anybody that wants to pick up sandbags can. You just have to be a D.C. resident. You have to have D.C. tags to come and do that. Again, from 10 until 6 tomorrow afternoon.
Thank you, Mayor, for coming on and providing this information.
Thank you so much for having me on.
D.C. Mayor Vince Gray.